making sure background doesn't hold you back. 24th of January 2025, by Elementary Content Team. There is one aspect of life that can shape your worldview, career path, lifestyle choices, and more. Yet its impact doesn't always appear to receive due recognition. This factor is not among the 9 protected characteristics in the UK, which make it illegal to discriminate against someone's age, sex, sexual orientation, race, religion, pregnancy, disability, marital status, or gender reassignment. But it is increasingly an area of focus for organisations. So what is it? Socioeconomic background wields huge influence on our lives. It impacts where you grow up, the schools you attend, and the financial status of your family. This can be limiting or beneficial, depending on circumstances. For this Perspectives article, MITEI's Head of Equality, Diversity and Inclusion, Sim Sian, reflects on social background and the measures that can be taken to make sure everyone is treated equally in the workplace. In an organization like MITEI, with 72,000 colleagues, diversity is a given. Our core values rightly include, our diversity makes us stronger. This is so true. We have a rich melting pot of experience, culture, opinions, and strengths. MITEI's 6 diversity networks support and celebrate our diversity, with groups for colleagues with disabilities, racially diverse colleagues, parents and carers, LGBTQ+ colleagues, and more. We don't specifically have a network for colleagues from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, but there's good reason for this. And ultimately, the outcome for those in this category is even better. Let's explore why. Creating a level playing field. Government research shows that statistically, people from lower income families in the UK are more likely to be racially diverse than those from higher income families. Naturally, that means colleagues from lower income backgrounds are less likely to experience the opportunities enjoyed by their wealthier counterparts. The Joseph Rowntree Foundation's UK Poverty 2024 report not only concluded poverty is rising, but also linked the trend to a lack of social mobility. It said, "Poverty becomes the enemy of opportunity. Talent and potential are wasted in its wake." At MITEI, we want to provide a level playing field, where regardless of background, we give the right level of support and development. We do so in part through our diversity networks. Support delivered across all networks. When it comes to lower socioeconomic backgrounds, support for those impacted is delivered across all the networks. After all, poverty can affect everyone. Our racially diverse colleagues are more likely to come from a lower socioeconomic background, which is why they'll find appropriate support in our core diversity network. There is no reason to split socioeconomic background out into a separate group. All the groups work together intersectionally, meaning they collaborate and interact, recognizing that diversity facets are interconnected. Addressing overlapping forms of discrimination or disadvantage together is more effective than doing so in isolation. It's a powerful way to promote equality, diversity, and inclusion, ED&I. Inclusivity is key. So how else can diverse economic backgrounds be accounted for in workplace inclusion strategy? After someone has started work at MITEI, the next step is supporting them to thrive and progress. To assist this process, we're now asking new joiners about their background as part of onboarding. This gives us a deeper understanding of the diversity of the workforce and helps us monitor and improve recruitment and retention practices. It also helps us understand how we can better support colleagues with adjustments, benefits, and more. The next step is personal development. We support this via MITEI's Career Journey Toolkit. Our career planning program is designed to help all colleagues develop and progress at a pace that works for them. By fostering an inclusive environment and providing equal access to career resources, the toolkit plays a crucial role in promoting social mobility. It makes sure that everyone at MITEI has the equality of opportunity to succeed, regardless of their background. Focused effort. As MITEI's Head of Equality, Diversity and Inclusion, I'm very proud of the focus we place on social mobility. The MITEI Foundation charity also plays an important role, supporting a wide range of people facing barriers to employment through the Ready to Work program. These include the long-term unemployed, ex-offenders, and young people. Many candidates go on to find full-time roles. Apprenticeships are another way that MITEI helps with career progression and upskilling regardless of socioeconomic background. We had over 1,200 apprentices in FY24, performing a variety of roles, including heat pump engineers, data technicians, and security officers. In addition, fair pay for a job well done is critical if individuals are to experience the life-enhancing benefits of being employed. Mitie is proud to be a Living Wage Foundation recognized service provider. All colleagues in roles where Mitie sets the salary receive at least as much as the real living wage. This is based on cost of living expenses, such as housing, food, and other essentials. This means people come to work happier, more motivated, and engaged. The big three elements of social mobility, Mitie's diversity networks all support colleagues from lower socioeconomic backgrounds as part of their activities. Reflecting on my experience in ED&I, if I were to define three things I feel are most important for social mobility, they would be: measure and monitor. Be sure to record diversity data. This will help you understand the current representation of the workforce, identify barriers, and implement solutions. It also helps identify and implement the initiatives that will make an impact. Communicate. At Mitie, we've started talking to our colleagues about social mobility, sharing what it's about, and the impact that it has. When you ask for people to record diversity data and characteristics, there may be some reluctance. Talk about the why and communicate how providing these details will benefit everyone. Be open and honest to bring people on board. Encourage organizations like Mitie that are making progress with their ED&I agenda should encourage partners to show the same initiative. Those out in front must lead the way, showcasing what can be done and how to do it. Ultimately, it's not just organizations that benefit, but individuals. Encouraging social mobility goes much wider than the workplace. It impacts society as a whole. And that makes this challenge not only exciting, but hugely worthwhile. Do you agree with Sim? Let us know by emailing sim.cian@amidi.com.